106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore. We take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for St. Joe and head coach Greg Schaefer, his guards tonight are Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah, a 6-foot senior, along with Brennan Kearns. Brennan, a 6'1 junior. The three forwards for St. Joe, 6'2 senior Luke Hedstrom, 6'2 junior Griffin Shinrock, and 6'4 senior Andy Blomgren. For Lakeshore and head coach Sean Schrader are going to go with the two guards, Grant Riddell. Grant, a 6-foot junior. The second guard is J.J. Bushu, a 6-foot junior. The two forwards are 6'4 senior Ben Brower, 6'3 senior Jacoby Young, and the starting center for Lakeshore is 6'3 senior Dylan Clem. Those are the starters. We will take a break. Opening tip coming up. Lakeshore and St. Joe on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore, getting ready for the Lancers and the St. Joe Bears tonight on WSJM Sports. Dylan Clem's going to jump center for Lakeshore. Luke Hedstrom for St. Joe. Lancers in the home white uniforms trimmed in red. St. Joe in the road blue uniforms trimmed in maize and white. And the opening tip is taken by St. Joe. Andy Blomgren will get it to Jeremiah Sterling. Right side to Brennan Kearns. On high to Blomgren. Andy goes left side to Sterling. And right in front of the Lakeshore bench. Pass on high, intercepted by Grant Riddell. And here comes Lakeshore to J.J. Bushu. Left side, lays it up. Rims out, no good. And a foul on the shot. It's going to send J.J. to the free throw line to shoot two. St. Joe foul. It's on Griffin Shinrock. Griffin his first. And the team's first. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. JJ's first free throw is good. One more coming up for the 6'4 junior. Lancers sporting throwback Baroda Bulldog uniforms tonight. Second free throw was also good for JJ. And it gives Lakeshore the early 2-0 lead. Lakeshore the basket, or I should say St. Joe the basketball. Kearns will get it up over the timeline, picked up by Bushu, out of Sterling. Jeremiah pulling onto it out high as he directs traffic. Jeremiah brings it to the top of the key, right side to Kearns. Brennan looking for the outlet pass, finds Blomgren. Andy working the right wing, back to Kearns. Brennan dribbles away from traffic, now to Hedstrom working in the left side. Luke hands it back off to Kearns. Brennan, one-on-one against Bushu, picks up the dribble, get it back out to Jeremiah Sterling, almost an over and back. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Lakeshore. It stays with St. Joe. Great defense in this possession here by the Lancers. St. Joe not able to get the ball down low as they look down that way. 1 minute gone here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the Lakeshore lead, St. Joe the basketball. Blomgren out high, picked up by Young defensively. Goes left side to Kearns. Brennan to the top of the key, right side to Shinrock. Griffin, left wing to Hedstrom, left side to Kearns. Brennan comes back out high to Sterling. Jeremiah, ball tipped away by Jacoby Young. He's got a one-on-one. Jacoby, right side of the lane, loses it. Wisely shovels it right side for J.J. Bushu, but then lost on the floor, and it's picked up by St. Joe. Bears are with it. Kearns, right side, deep three, rims out, no good. Jeremiah Sterling, the offensive rebound for St. Joe. Sterling dribbles away from traffic. He's picked up by Brower defensively. Has it at the hash mark, right side. To Luke Hedstrom, left wing. Three-point jumper, rims in and out, no good. And the rebound lost out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It will stay with St. Joe. Great crowd here at Lakeshore High School for the second matchup between the Lancers and the Bears. Lakeshore winning earlier this year at St. Joe. Kearns to toss it in. Left side to Hedstrom. Luke goes right wing, three-point jumper, off the mark, no good, and it's out of bounds off the shot. It will go to Lakeshore. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. 2-0 is the Lakeshore lead, and the Lancers the basketball. J.J. Bushu, get it to Jacoby Young, left side to Ben Brower. Top of the key to Young, now to Clem. Gillen, left wing to Bushu, to the free throw line. Jumper is good, and a foul. J.J. Bushu's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Sancho fouls on Luke Hedstrom. For Luke, his first, and the team's second. Bushu to the line to shoot two. And the free throw is good. J.J. 3 of 3. He's got 5 points, and it's a 5-0 Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball. Sterling, right wing for St. Joe. He's going to leave it off for Shinrock. Nice give and go down low to Hedstrom. Luke right side will lay it up and good. Luke Hedstrom has got two. It's a 5-2 Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball. Riddell comes out right wing to Bushu, and J.J. going to have a foul out high on Lakeshore. It's on Jacoby Young with an illegal screen out high. Jacoby will pick up his first personal foul and the team's first. St. Joe to inbound in the backcourt along the near sideline in front of their own bench. Greg Schaefer, the head coach, up off the bench yelling out number one. See what that offense is with Bloomgren. Bring it off to Sterling left side. Jeremiah still has the dribble. And stolen away by Jacoby Young. A one-on-one. Jacoby left side of the lane. Loses it out of bounds. And it is out of bounds off of Lakeshore. Goes back to St. Joe. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight. Brought to you in part by Siemens and Bridgman. And Gateway Services. St. Joe the basketball. They trail it by three. A little more than 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Blomgren left side to Kearns. Brennan in front of the Lakeshore bench, comes back out high to Sterling. Jeremiah brings it to the right wing. Ball tipped away by Clem into the backcourt. Jeremiah goes back to get it. Sterling, high right wing, picked up by Ben Brower defensively. Now tries the right side of the lane and called for a charge. Nice job by Grant Riddell to take the body contact. Jeremiah Sterling picks up his first personal foul, the team's third. And on the dead ball, Connor Wright will check in for St. Joe. Luke Hedstrom will check out. 4.5 to go, first quarter. 5-2 is the Lakeshore lead. And the Lancers the basketball. Riddell will get it out to Bushu. J.J. to the top of the key, drives the left side of the lane. Nice double pass down low to Jacoby Young. He'll lay it up and good. Jacoby Young's got 2 points. 7-2 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball. Shinrock giving go left side of the lane to Bloomgren. Lost it, gets it back to Griffin. Shinrock passed into the paint, tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Ben Brower. Brower, right side of the lane, will drive it in, lay it up. No, but he's fouled on the shot. Ben's going to go to the line to shoot two. St. Joe foul is on Brennan Kearns. For Brennan, his first and the team's fourth already. Ben Brower to the line to shoot two. First free throw is good. One more coming up for Benji. Had 6 points in the win at St. Joe earlier this season. On the dead ball, substitution for St. Joe. Grant Hardy will check in. Second free throw for Brower, no good. Also checking in for St. Joe is Connor Wright. And Josh Terry as well, who has it in the right wing. The right side to Terry, come out to Bloomgren. Andy goes left side, back to Terry. Josh to the left wing, and as he dribbles that way, whistle and a foul. It's on Lakeshore, it's on Ben Brower. Benji picks up his first and the team's second. 3:42 to go, first quarter. 8-2 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe inbounding along the baseline on the offensive end. And intercepted by J.J. Bushu. We've heard that before on the football field. And J.J. will drive it left side, lay it up and good. J.J. now with 7 points. And it's a 10-2 Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball. Under 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shinrock, right wing to right to Terry. Left side to Hardy. Jumper left side along the baseline. No good. Rebound comes out high to Hardy. Grant will go to Connor Wright to the free throw line. His pull-up jumper is good. Connor Wright's got two. It's a 10-4 Lakeshore lead. Lancers of the basketball. J.J. Boucher left side for the Lancers. Or should I say the Baroda Bulldogs tonight. For Lakeshore, Ben Anderson will get it into the paint to Clem. Gillen's jumper, no, but a foul before the shot. And it's on Andy Blomgren of St. Joe. Andy, his first, and the team's fifth. Luke Hedstrom checking back in for St. Joe. Andy Blomgren will check out for Coach Greg Schaefer. J.J. Boucher to trigger it in along the baseline for Lakeshore. Comes into the backcourt to Grant Riddell. Riddell will leave it off for Boucher once again. And J.J. to set up the offense to Brower. Left side to Riddell. Grant works off the screen. Brings it to the free throw line. Right wing to Anderson. Ben will leave it off for Riddell. Out high, and he's fouled on the way by, bringing it to the top of the key. St. Joe foul is on Connor Wright. Connor his first, the team's sixth already. And on the dead ball, Troy Prattley will check in for St. Joe. Josh Terry will check out. Early on, Greg Schaefer going, getting nice rotation from his bench. J.J. Boucher with the pass down low, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled on the way up. And the St. Joe foul is on Griffin Shinrock, his second, the team's seventh. J.J. Boucher is going to go to the line to shoot two. J.J. a perfect 3 of 3 from the free throw line so far tonight. First free throw is good. Substitution for St. Joe as Jeremiah Sterling will check in. Griffin Shinrock will check out. J.J. Boucher, one more free throw coming up. J.J. with 25 points in the win at St. Joe earlier this season. And the free throw is good. And J.J. right now, perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And he's got 9 points. 12-4 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball under 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jeremiah Sterling out high for St. Joe as he brings it to the left side. Leaves it off for Connor right in front of the Lakeshore bench. Goes to Prattley. Troy right side to Hardy. Grant dribbles away from traffic. Left wing to Hedstrom. Back top of the key to right. Right side of the lane to Sterling. Back to right. Working in the right wing. Brings it to the top of the key. Picked up defensively by Jonathan Worsham. Now pass right side of the lane. Into the corner right side. Prattley, a three-point jumper, was deflected by Anderson, and the loose ball is picked up by Lakeshore. The other end, Anderson now, a jumper right side of the lane is up and good, and St. Joe wants a timeout. Will step aside. Minute 43 to go, first quarter. Lakeshore 14, St. Joe 4 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the St. Joe timeout, minute 43 to go, first quarter. Lakeshore 14, St. Joe 4. Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore High School. Nathaniel Bauer back in our studios, keeping track of the other scores around the area. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure after the timeout. Grant Hardy and Jeremiah Sterling to get it up over the timeline. Jeremiah from the right wing will drive it. Ball tipped away, picked up by Sterling. Right side of the lane, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the way up. Jonathan Worsham got on the way up. First one on Jonathan. Third on Lakeshore in the half. Going to send Jeremiah Sterling to the line for St. Joe to shoot two. Jeremiah looking for his first points tonight. He had 8 points in the loss at home against Lakeshore earlier this season. First one rolls off for Jeremiah. More coming up for the 6-1 senior. Earlier tonight, St. Joe Lady Bears won the first game of the doubleheader, 43-21. Second free throw for Sterling, no good. Ben Brower up for the defensive rebound. Get it to Boucher. J.J. left side to Worsham. Left side of the lane to Clem. Gillen ball tipped away from Sterling. Clem gets it back to Worsham at the free throw line. Jumper rims out, no good. And the rebound, Luke Hedstrom for St. Joe. to Sterling. Jeremiah quickly down the right side. Has it at the free throw line and carries the ball on the way in. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Sean Schrader is going to go to the bench on the dead ball. Checking in for Lakeshore is Gavin Foster. Dylan Klim will get a breather for the Lancers. Coming up on a minute to go in the first quarter. Lakeshore up by 10 with the basketball. Bouchou will go right side to Worsham. Top of the key to Brower. Got it to Anderson. Now Bouchou. JJ dribbling out high, picked up by Sterling to Worsham in the right wing. Jonathan looks down low, right side of the lane to Foster. Turns, lays it up, and good. Gavin Foster has got two, 14-4. Take that back, 16-4. Is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball, 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Prattley, right wing to right for St. Joe. Left side to Sterling in front of the Lakeshore bench, picked up by Worsham. Top of the key goes to Hardy. Now right wing, three-point jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Loose ball rebound will come to Hardy for St. Joe. To Sterling. Jeremiah dribbles to the top of the key. Now drives the right side of the lane, lays it up. No good, but he's fouling the shot. Lakeshore foul is going to be on Ben Anderson. For Ben, his first and the team's fourth. Sends Jeremiah back to the free throw line to shoot two. Jeremiah, first one off the back of the iron, no good. One more coming up. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight, brought to you in part by Advanced Import Repair and City Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Second free throw, bounces out, no good. Worsham the rebound for Lakeshore. Here come the Lancers, 7 seconds to go, up by 12. Bouchou drives the lane, scoop shot up, no good. Brower the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. Alternate possession is going to keep with the Lakeshore underneath with 1 second to go in the quarter. On the dead ball, Brendan Kearns checks back in for St. Joe. Jeremiah Sterling will check out. Lakeshore to inbound underneath. And a jumper at the buzzer, no good. That's going to do it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. Score after one. Lakeshore 16, St. Joe 4 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
When you're sick of staring at the same four walls.
Oh, you got the cabin fever.
When you're sick of driving the same four wheels.
Doc, we've got another acute case of needs a new motoritis fever.
Your only antidote is at Siemens in Bridgeman, where the prices and selection are symptoms of their immediate need to clear out winter inventory and OW now. Get out. Get to Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgeman. Cure your fever today.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Lakeshore 16, St. Joe 4. We begin the second quarter. St. Joe the basketball on the alternate possession. Andy Blomgren has the top of the key. Right wing to Brennan Kearns. Brennan one-on-one against J.J. Bouchou. Right side to Connor Wright. Right top of the key. Kearns left open for three. Rims off the front of the iron. No good. And the rebound to Lakeshore. Ben Anderson away with it. Get it to Foster. Gavin right side to Bouchou, standing in front of the St. Joe bench and coach Greg Schaefer. J.J. to bring it back out to the right wing to Worsham. Out high to Jacoby Young. Back to Bouchou. Back down to Young. Jacoby left side lays it up and good. Jacoby with 4 points on the night. 18-4 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball just underway here in the second quarter at Lakeshore High School. Right dribbling in the high right wing for St. Joe. He'll get it to Hardy. Grant to Kearns. Brennan in the paint. Goes right side to right. Connor, nothing there for him. Top of the key, Hardy. Grant a three-point jumper with the bank it in. It's no good. And Anderson the rebound for Lakeshore. Alley-oop pass down low to Jonathan Worsham. Down low, follow-away jumper, no good. Grant Hardy the rebound for St. Joe. Lakeshore back quickly on defense. Hardy in between the circles, directing traffic, goes right side to Blomgren in between the circles to right. Now back left side, here's Hardy, one-on-one against Worsham. Jonathan sidesteps the screen, right side Kearns, three-point jumper, no. And the rebound comes out to Gavin Foster. The outlet pass will have a foul on the play. Looks like it's going to be on St. Joe. It's on Brennan Kearns. Brennan is second. Team's eight. And after the foul, Ben Anderson at the line for Lakeshore to shoot 1-1. Brennan not quite sure what the call was. First free throw, no good. Ben will not get the bonus. And the rebound to St. Joe. Hardy in between the circles to right, working in the left wing near Lakeshore coach Sean Schrader. Out to Josh Terry. Back to right. Left side to Blomgren. One-on-one against Jacoby Young. Andy looks for the pass down low. Cannot get it. And a five-second violation. Couldn't get rid of it in time. Great defense by Jacoby Young and the Lancers. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Lancers up 18-4 with the basketball. Almost 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. J.J. Bushu to walk it up over the timeline for Lakeshore to Worsham. Jonathan, top of the key to Young, to Anderson. Left side, Bushu. To work off a screen by Gavin Foster. To Worsham in the right wing. Top of the key, Young. St. Joe in the man-to-man. High left wing to Bushu. J.J. will bring it back out high to reset the offense. One-on-one against Josh Terry. Pass to the left side, knocked out of bounds off of Andy Blomgren. It's going to stay with Lakeshore. 5:46 to go in the second quarter. Lakeshore leads it 18-4 on the dead ball. Substitution for St. Joe. Sam Simpson will check in for the first time tonight. Bushu in the inbound pass. As he looks to drive baseline, he's fouled by Josh Terry. Josh picks up his first. Team's ninth. Guess who's going back to the free throw line? J.J. Bushu. Oh, he spent more time there tonight than he did. Well, about the same amount of time in class. He's been there all night tonight. First free throw, no good. He will get another chance at it. Lane violation on St. Joe. This one's good. One more coming up for J.J. He's now 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Second free throw is also good. J.J. now with 11 points. 20-4 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball. Terry has it out high for the Bears. Move it off for Blomgren. Left side to Sterling. Jeremiah picked up by Worsham defensively. Dribbles it to the right side. Leaves it off for Josh Terry near the Red Rage. The Lakeshore student section to Blomgren. Andy out high. Goes left side Hedstrom. Three-point jumper. Rolls out. No good. The rebound to Foster for Lakeshore. Gavin will leave it off for Bushu. Right side to Anderson. Ben will travel with it, making his way toward the lane. And the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. On the dead ball, Ben Brower is going to re-enter the lineup for Lakeshore. Joey Lake's going to check in for the first time tonight. And Dylan Clem also checking back in for the Lancers. St. Joe to inbound in the backcourt. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the half. And Lakeshore leads it 20-4 here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Sterling will get it to Blomgren. Andy at the top of the key, picked up by Jacoby Young. Wants to work off a screen. Nice help defense by Dylan Clem. Get it to Simpson for St. Joe, to Terry. Josh working in the left wing. Picked up by Bushu defensively, to Blomgren in the right wing. Andy to the free throw line, picks up the dribble into the right wing to Sterling. Top of the key, Hedstrom to the free throw line. Jumper rattles out, no good. Rebound to Dylan Clem. A foul on St. Joe trying to get it back. It's on Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah, his second. Team's 10th. Dylan Clem goes to the line to shoot two in the double bonus. Dylan with 7 points in the win at St. Joe earlier this season. First trip to the line tonight. First one rolls out, no good. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior. In between the free throws, Troy Prattley re-enters the lineup for Greg Schaefer and the Bears. Second free throw. Off the back of the rim, no good. Andy Bloomer in the rebound for St. Joe, the Prattley. Troy comes back to Hedstrom. Three-point jumper left side. Got it! Luke Hedstrom with a three. He's got 5 points. 20-7. Lakeshore the lead in the basketball. J.J. Bushu top of the key. Left side to Brower. Benji works off a screen to the free throw line. To Lake. Now we'll get it to Clem right side of the lane. And his pass along the baseline is lost out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It goes to St. Joe. Sean Schrader wants a timeout. We'll step aside. 4:06 to go in the half. Lakeshore 20, St. Joe 7. And 106-1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Ross Fisher from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
If you don't have a mechanical contractor doing maintenance, you're kind of at a risk every day if something's going to break.
As a Link contractor, City has a proprietary system for designing customized maintenance plans to save your business, organization, or school money. Call the crew in blue at City today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Lakeshore timeout, 4:06 to go in the half. Lakeshore 20, St. Joe 7. And St. Joe will inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Andy Blumgren dribbling out high for St. Joe. Hemmed it along the far sideline. We'll get it to Prattley. Troy left side to Hedstrom. Top of the key to Blumgren. Andy has the ball tipped away out of bounds. It was last touched by St. Joe before it went out. Turnover's going to give it back to Lakeshore. J.J. Bushu to walk it up over the timeline. Looks over to head coach Sean Schrader. See what he wants the Lancers to do here. J.J. directing traffic in the right wing. We'll leave it left wing. For Jacoby Young to Clem. Left wing, Bushu open for three. It's the only thing he's missed all night. And the rebound comes out to Hedstrom. Luke, shovel pass right side to Prattley. Choi picked up by Bushu defensively. Comes back out to Hedstrom. Luke in the high right wing to reset the offense. Right side to Josh Terry. Terry one-on-one against Joey Lake. Right side, Simpson, top of the key. Here's Blumgren coming up on 3 minutes to go in the half. Lakeshore up 20-7. St. Joe the basketball. Terry along the baseline has to bounce it off one of the Lancers. It came off of Dylan Clem before it goes out of bounds. Stays with St. Joe. Grant Riddell re-enters the lineup for Lakeshore. John Schrader going to bring Joey Lake back to the bench. Troy Prattley to inbound along the baseline for St. Joe. It'll come out high to Blumgren. Quarterback to quarterback. Andy dribbling out high. Goes left side to Prattley. Picked up by Bushu defensively. Dribbles away from traffic to the free throw line. We'll have a foul on J.J. Bushu. Got Prattley on the arm on the way by. J.J. picks up his first personal. Team's fifth on the dead ball. Substitution for Greg Schaefer. The Bears, Connor Wright will check in. Sam Simpson will check out. Prattley again to inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. 2:58 to go in the half. Lakeshore up 20-7. Wright has it along the far sideline. Comes out to Blumgren. Andy one-on-one against Jacoby Young. We'll leave it off for Terry. And Josh in the high right wing will be picked up by Riddell. To Wright. In the wing. Travels with it. Picked up the dribble looking for the outlet pass. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Coming up tomorrow, early afternoon, it's Michigan and Michigan State here on WSJM Sports. Noon tip-off. Coverage begins at 11:30. Then tomorrow night, it's Benton Harbor and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. We'll get things underway at 6:45. Rematch of the state championship game a couple of years ago at the Breslin Center. Brower, left side of the lane, will lean in before the shot. A foul on St. Joe. Bears foul. Is on Troy Prattley, his first. We're in the double bonus, so Ben Brower at the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. Ben is one of two from the free throw line. First one is good. One more coming up for the 6'4 senior. In between the free throws, Grant Hardy re-enters the lineup for St. Joe. One more free throw coming up for Brower. He's got 2 points tonight. Second free throw is good. Benji now 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 22-7 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball. Full court pressure. Bears will break it. Hedstrom down the right sideline. Luke at the hash mark right side. Comes out top of the key to Connor Wright. Wants to drive. He's denied by Clem. Nice give and go to Andy Bloomberg. His shot is blocked by Jacoby Young. Here comes Lakeshore. Brower left side. Leans in. Lays it up. Got it. Jacoby Young with a big block at one end. Ben Brower the finish at the other. And it's 24-7. Lakeshore. Terry underneath. Comes out to the left wing. Wright for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Bushu up for the defensive rebound for Lakeshore. Minute 45 to go. The Lancers up by 17. Bushu loses the handle on it right side of the lane. Loose ball picked up by St. Joe. Blomgren, right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper, no good for Grant Hardy. The follow is no good for Connor Wright, but he's fouled on the way up. Lakeshore foul is on Grant Riddell. For Grant, his first and the team's sixth. Minute 34 to go in the half. Lakeshore up 24-7. Wright's first free throw is good. Connor now with 3 points tonight. Second free throw is around and out, no good. Rebound Dylan Klemp, outlet to Bushu. JJ left side to Brower. Back to JJ. Bushu tosses the right side to Riddell in front of the St. Joe bench. Comes back out to Bushu. One-on-one against Josh Terry. Get it to Brower, left side to Young. Jacoby dribbles away from traffic, loses his footing. Nice job to get it back, but then as he gets back on his feet, travels with it, and the turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Minute 12 to go in the half. St. Joe the basketball, they trail it 24-8. Here's Wright. Left side to Blomgren. Andy will lose it out of bounds into the Lakeshore bench, and the turnover is going to give it back to the Lancers. Jacoby Young will trigger it in front of the Lakeshore bench. Get it to J.J. Bushu. 1 minute to go in the half. Lakeshore up 24-8 with the basketball. Riddell. Get it to Jacoby Young. Left side to Bushu. J.J. to the top of the key to the free throw line. To Young. Jacoby in the corner left side for three. Rims out. No good. Brower the rebound. But a foul on the rebound. They say it's on Ben with a push underneath. Brower his second. Team's seventh will go to the other end where St. Joe's going to shoot 1-1. 46 seconds to go in the half. 24-8 is the Lakeshore lead. Grant Hardy at the line to shoot 1-1 for St. Joe. First game tonight won by St. Joe. The girls' portion of the doubleheader, 43-21. First free throw for Grant is good. One more coming up for the 6'1 sophomore. That's his first point of the night. Second free throw is good. 24-10. Lakeshore the lead in the basketball. Bushu loses the handle on it and travels with it. Turnover is going to go back to St. Joe. Bears will have it down by 14. 42 seconds to go in the half. Josh Terry looks over to Coach Greg Schaefer, see what he wants the Bears to do here as he dribbles it in the right wing. Directing traffic, Josh will go left side to Blomgren. Andy top of the key to Hedstrom. Loop back left side to right, one-on-one against Clem. Connor tries to go baseline, left side to Terry. Loses the handle on it into the Lakeshore bench, and the turnover is going to go back to the Lancers. Josh is going to go up with a three-point jumper and has lost the handle on it. 20 seconds to go in the half. Lakeshore up 24-10. Bushu foul from behind on Josh Terry. Josh is second. They're going to send J.J. Bushu back to the free throw line. If there are any free throw shooting drills that Sean Schrader puts the team through in practice, I think J.J. can sit out the next practice because he's been there a lot here in the first half. First free throw was good. Makes him 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Second free throw was also good. Perfect night from the line so far for J.J. Got 13 points. 26-10, Lakeshore the lead, Sage on the basketball, 9 seconds to go in the half. The Bears get it up over the timeline, a reach-in foul on Ben Brower. Benji picks up his third, and the team's eighth. Going to send Grant Hardy back to the free throw line for St. Joe to shoot 1-1. Before the free throw, Ben Anderson checking back in for Sean Schrader and the Lancers. Hardy at the line to shoot 1-1. Grant's first is good. He'll get the bonus. Looking to pull St. Joe to within 14 if he can hit this one with 7 seconds to go in the half. Second free throw is good. Grant 4-4 from the free throw line. Lakeshore to inbound to the backcourt. Here's Bushu quickly up over the timeline, picked up by Terry. Right side, Ben Anderson, a three-point jumper. The buzzer is good. Ben Anderson finishes the half with a three-point jumper, and the Lancers go into the locker room up by 17. We'll take a break. Score at the half. Lakeshore 29, St. Joe 12 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore getting ready for the second half between the Lancers and the Bears. Our halftime scores, Lakeshore 29, St. Joe 12. And Lakeshore will have the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the third quarter. J.J. Bushu will have it out high as he's picked up by Griffin Shinrock defensively. Get it to Brendan Brower, top of the key. Jacoby Young loses it off his foot into the backcourt, goes back to get it. Backcourt violation on Lakeshore. It's going to give it to St. Joe. We had those individual stats at the half, team stats. Lakeshore out-rebounding St. Joe 13-10. And St. Joe's turned it over 12 times on the night. Lakeshore 9 times on the night. Steal out high by Grant Riddell. Riddell waiting for the rest of the Lancers to get into the offensive end as St. Joe is back quickly on defense. Bushu has it out high for Lakeshore directing traffic. He'll get it to Young. Left side to Brower. Nice feed down low to Bushu. Lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the way up. I think Brendan Kearns may have gotten him on the way up. And for Brennan, that is going to be number 3. We'll see if Greg Chafin keeps him out there. Brennan looks over to coach and he says, "We're all right. I won't pick up number 4 for a while." So we'll see if that happens. Brennan's got some confidence in himself. First free throw for J.J. is good. He continues. He's amazing that at the free throw line. Second one is also good. 31-12. Lakeshore the lead, St. Joe the basketball. Sterling up over the timeline for the Bears. Tries to go baseline right side. He's denied by Riddell. Now get it to Kearns. Brennan travels with it, making his way toward the paint. Turnover is going to give it back to Lakeshore. Lancers up 31-12. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. Not quite a minute gone in the third quarter. Lakeshore up 31-12 with the basketball. The 19-point advantage, their biggest lead of the night. Bushu will get it to Brower, right wing for three. Bounces out, no good. Griffin Shinrock, the rebound for St. Joe. Get it to Kearns, nice pass down low to Andy Blomgren. Gets it up, lays it up, no, but he's fouled on the way up by Jacoby Young. Jacoby picks up his second. Team's first. Nice job by Andy Blomgren to get Young up in the air, and Jacoby got him on the way down. Blomgren at the line. First one rolls out, no good. A More coming up for Blomgren. The second free throw. Bounces off the back of the rim. No. Rebound tipped out by Shinrock. It is going to go out of bounds off of Lakeshore. Goes to St. Joe. Nice job by Griffin Shinrock down low to tip it out high. Out of bounds off of J.J. Bushu. So it'll be St. Joe to inbound from the far sideline, just on the offensive side of the midcourt stripe. Sterling out high, brings it right side for Kearns. Brennan looking down low, there's nothing there. Now right side of the lane, he'll get it to Sterling. And a foul underneath on Lakeshore. It's on Grant Riddell, his second, team's second. St. Joe to inbound underneath. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 31-12 is the Lakeshore lead. Shinrock in the right wing. Picked up by Brower defensively. Left side, here's Hedstrom. Luke will drive it in. Top of the key to Blomgren. Andy dribbles it to the right side. One-on-one against Bushu. Lobs it right side of the lane for Sterling. Jeremiah brings it down, then loses it out of bounds. Tipped out by Lakeshore. It'll stay with the Bears. Almost 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Lakeshore up 31-12. Bears to inbound along the baseline. Brennan Kearns to toss it in. Here's Shinrock. Griffin dribbling to the top of the key to Hedstrom. Luke, top of the key to Blomgren. Andy goes left side to Sterling. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to be on St. Joe, and it's on Griffin Shinrock. Griffin, his third. Team's first. Make sure to inbound in the backcourt. J.J. Bushu to walk it up over the timeline. He'll be picked up by Shinrock defensively. J.J. brings it to the right side, loses it on the floor, out of bounds, and it goes back to St. Joe. That's ballgame at WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Pizza Hut, Rogers Foodland, and Dominion Auto Group. 31-12, Lakeshore the lead, St. Joe the basketball. Coming up on 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shinrock top of the key to Kearns. Brennan dribbles it to the right wing, one-on-one against Bushu. Backs to the free throw line, he'll hand it off to Hedstrom there. Luke at the top of the key, left wing goes to Kearns. Brennan into the corner left side, Hedstrom looks to drive baseline, he's denied, picks up the dribble. Top of the key comes to Blomgren. Andy dribbles it to the right side, wants to go baseline. Double team there, and the ball tipped away, but Andy gets it back. Blomgren will bring it back out high, reset the St. Joe offense. Here's Kearns on the left side. To the right wing to Sterling. Jeremiah one-on-one against Riddell. Will look to drive it into the lane, and a blocking foul on Grant. So Riddell will pick up his third personal. Team's third. Sean Schrader is going to go to the bench. Ben Anderson will check in. Grant Riddell to head to the Lakeshore bench. Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 31-12 is the Lakeshore lead. St. Joe to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Kearns to toss it in. Wants to go down low, nothing there. Left wing, Hedstrom, open for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Jacoby Young skies for the defensive rebound. Get it to Bushu. J.J. left side to Brower, left side of the lane to Clem. Dillon comes back left side to Bushu, back to Clem left side, in the paint. Now shovel it to the right side, intended for Ben Brower. Ben, nice job to save it from going out of bounds. Top of the key to Young, travels with it, making his way toward the lane. The turnover is going to give it back to St. Joe. Tomorrow we've got Michigan, Michigan State on WSJM Sports. Noon tip-off in Ann Arbor. Coverage begins at 11:30. Then tomorrow night, it's a rematch of the Class B State Championship from a couple of years ago, Benton Harbor and Grand Rapids Catholic Central in Grand Rapids. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on WSJM Sports. Jeremiah Sterling, left side of the lane, loses it on the floor. Nice drive to get it left side to Shinrock, or should say to Hedstrom, and Luke will drive it in, and a foul on the way in. Lakeshore foul is on Jacoby Young, and on Jacoby his third, and the team's fourth. On the dead ball, Jonathan Worsham will check in. So now Sean Schrader's got Grant Riddell and Jacoby Young on the bench with three personal fouls each. Ben Brower still on the floor with three personals. Nice pass left side. Brennan Kearns on the box, and his short jumper is good. Kearns, his first bucket of the night. 31-14 is the Lakeshore lead halfway through the third quarter. Pass right side of the lane for Lakeshore, lost out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to St. Joe. Timeout. Lakeshore will step aside. 3:59 to go, third quarter. Lakeshore 31, St. Joe 14 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time, complete with curbside service.
This week, it's a less than half price sale. Boneless chuck roast, split chicken breast, Sargento shredded cheese, and 48-ounce Country Fresh premium ice cream, all less than half price.
Get in, get out, get home.
...1061 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
After the Lakeshore timeout, St. Joe the basketball. Lakeshore 31, St. Joe 14. Brennan Kearns drives from the left side of the lane, tipped away out of bounds. It stays with St. Joe. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Lakeshore leading 31-14. Next stoppage of play, we'll send it back to our studios for another scoreboard update with Nathaniel. Pass out high will come to Luke Hedstrom. Right wing to Andy Blumgren. Blumgren left wing to Jeremiah Sterling. Thinking about a three, Ben Anderson picks him up defensively. Now to Kearns. Brennan into the free throw line. Wants to drive. He's denied by Bushu. Left side to Hedstrom. Three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Bushu up with the defensive rebound. Loses it on the floor. Picked up by Griffin Shinrock. Shinrock one-on-one. Leans in, lays it up. Got it! And a foul! Shinrock the bucket. He was fouled by Jonathan Worsham. His second, team's fifth. Sends Griffin Shinrock to the free throw line to shoot one. And his free throw is good. Gives us the chance to go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Thanks, Phil. Girls final, Buchanan beats Comstock 49-30. And boys after one, Fenville leads Coloma 15-10. And at the half, Parchment leads Berrien Springs 18-11. Phil?
Right here, Lakeshore leads St. Joe 31-17. Now 3:10 to go in the third quarter at Lakeshore. Dylan Clem for the Lakeshore in the lane. We'll go right side to Bushu. JJ into the paint, pull-up jumper, no, but he's fouled on the way up. And it's on St. Joe, it's on Griffin Shinrock. Griffin going to have to take a seat, I believe, because that's his fourth. See if Greg Schaefer elects to take him out or if he's going to trust Griffin to not pick up number five. J.J. Bushu at the line to shoot two. First one is good, and Connor Wright's going to check in for St. Joe. Right now, Bushu 12 of 12 from the free throw line. Griffin Shinrock to check out. Bushu, now 13-13 from the free throw line. He's got 17 points. Grant Riddell will check in for Lakeshore as J.J. Bushu will head to the bench. Looks like he's just going to get a cramp worked out in his calf. 33-17, Lakeshore the lead. St. Joe the basketball under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Blumgren top of the key for St. Joe to the right side of the lane. Travels with it down the right side, and the turnover is going to go back to Lakeshore. Kobe Young set to check back in for the Lancers. Ben Brower will check out. And also for Lakeshore, Gavin Foster will check in. Dylan Clem will check out. I almost feel like I said earlier, maybe I should refer to Lakeshore as the Baroda Bulldogs tonight because they've got the Baroda Bulldog throwback jerseys on tonight. And the Bulldogs leaning in here tonight, 33-17. Almost a steal out high by Brennan Kearns, but he loses it out of bounds, so it's going to stay with Lakeshore. The inbound along the near sideline in front of the scorer's table, just on the offensive side of the midcourt stripe. Kobe Young to toss it in. He'll get it to Ben Anderson. Anderson right side to Worsham. Now to Young. And the ball stolen away by Blomgren. Here comes Andy Blomgren for St. Joe quickly into the offensive end. Right side, Kearns for three. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound, Foster for Lakeshore. Get it to Anderson. Ben working in the right wing. Lakeshore up 33-17 with the basketball. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Anderson drives the left side of the lane. Lays it up, no good, that he's fouling the way up. Then he's going to go to the line to shoot two. St. Joe foul on Jeremiah Sterling, his third. Team's third. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Harding's Friendly Markets and Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline. And the first free throw for Anderson is good. Benny now with 6 points tonight. One more coming up for the 6'4 senior. Second free throw, good. Anderson now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. After the made free throw, Josh Terry checking back into the lineup for St. Joe. Jeremiah Sterling going to head to the bench. Lakeshore up 35-17. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hardy dribbles away from traffic, left side to Blomgren. Andy drives it into the lane, lays it up off the glass, and he got it. Andy Blomgren's got 2 points on the night. Lakeshore quickly into the offensive end. Anderson, top of the key, Clem, three-pointer, off the front of the rim, no good. Foster the follow, that's in and out, no good. And a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be on Gavin Foster. A push down low. Gavin will pick up his first personal and the team's sixth. St. Joe will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end, or in the backcourt, I should say. Minute 43 to go in the third. Terry goes right side to Blomgren along the baseline to Terry. Terry now goes to Kearns. Brennan tries to drive it in from the left side, lay it up, no. But a foul. It's on Grant Riddell. And Grant's going to pick up his fourth, team seventh. And J.J. Bushi is going to check back in for Sean Schrader of the Lancers. Grant's going to head to the bench with the four personals. And for St. Joe, Luke Hedstrom checks in. Andy Blumgren will check out. Free throw line, Brennan Kearns. Front end of the 1-on-1 is good. Brennan will get the bonus. He's got 3 points tonight. The second free throw. Rams around and out, no good. Rebound, Gavin Foster for Lakeshore. Get it to Bushu. JJ down the right side. Anderson loses it on the floor, gets it back. Now lost out of bounds. Off Lakeshore goes to St. Joe. Lancers up by 15. Minute 19 to go in the third quarter. St. Joe to inbound from the far side. Kearns to get it into Terry, and Josh will bring it right side with now a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Terry will leave it off for Kearns along the baseline. Get it to Hardy. Back top of the key right. Connor for three. Got it. Three-point jumper for Connor Wright. Give him 6 points on the night. 35-23. St. Joe to the win, 12, under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Bushu from the right side, drives the lane, lays it up, no, but he's fouled on the shot. JJ's left leg starting to cramp up again. He's going to limp to the free throw line. St. Joe foul number 20, Luke Hedstrom. And St. Joe foul is on Luke Hedstrom, his second. Team's fifth. JJ Bushu to the line to shoot two. And his first one is no good. So it's going to take a bad cramp in his white calf for J.J. Bushu to miss his first free throw of the night after going 13 for 13. Second free throw for Bushu is good. He'll check out. Ben Brower is going to check back in. JJ going to go back and get some work done on the calf. Helm trainer Dan Tinkey. St. Joe up over the timeline. They trail it by 13. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Josh Terry right side. Spins right side of the lane. Looks to put it up. No, but he's fouled before the shot. And the Lakeshore foul is on Joey Lake. His first. Eight sends Josh Terry to the line to shoot 1-1. Josh's first is no good. Will not get the bonus. And Lakeshore clears the defensive rebound. Brower left side for the Lancers. Brings it to the top of the key. Goes to Joey Lake right side. Looks down low. Nothing there. And the outlet pass thrown away by Connor Wright. Connor down the left side and wants to drive it into the lane to lay it up. No, but he's fouled on the way up. Wright's going to go to the line to shoot two. Lakeshore foul is on Dylan Clem, his first, and the team's ninth. Connor Wright at the line to shoot two. He's 1-for-2 tonight. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up for Connor. 6'6 sophomore. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lakeshore up 36-23. Second free throw is good. 12-point Lakeshore lead. Lancers the inbound against full court pressure. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Dylan Clem up over the timeline. A blocking foul on St. Joe. They say it's on Luke Hedstra. St. Joe foul number two. Luke is third. Team sixth. Lakeshore to inbound at midcourt from the far sideline. Clem to toss it in. Right side, Brower wants to go baseline, and he is denied, but a foul on Josh Terry. I believe it's on Terry. Let's see. It is. Josh picks up his third personal. Seventh on the dead ball. Sam Simpson checking back in for St. Joe. Luke Hedstrom will check out. Ben Brower at the line for Lakeshore to shoot 1-1. Thumbs up, by the way. Also, Lakeshore, number one, Jeremiah Sterling. It's 1-1 for Ben. He's got 5 points on the night. He is 3-of-4 from the stripe. First free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. 37-24 is the Lakeshore lead. Second free throw, bounces out, no good. Rebound Foster, he'll put it back up and good. Kevin Foster, the rebound and put back. He's got four, 39-24, Lakeshore the lead, St. Joe the basketball. In between the circles, deep three, Connor right at the buzzer, no good, and that's gonna do it for the third quarter. Take a break, score after three, Lakeshore 39, St. Joe 24, on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Campbell Ford's used car inventory and Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford-certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts. Feel at ease with McGee's.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Lakeshore High School. One more quarter to play. Our score is Lakeshore 38, St. Joe 24. St. Joe has the basketball on the alternate possession to begin the fourth quarter. And a three-point jumper right side for Brennan Kearns. Rims out, no good, and the rebound comes out to Lakeshore. Right side, Jonathan Worsham tries to go baseline. Lost it on the floor. Tipped out off of St. Joe. It'll stay with Lakeshore. Lancers being paced by J.J. Bushu. 18 points tonight. 14 of those from the free throw line. St. Joe being paced by Connor Wright. He's got 7 points off the bench. Ben Brower out high to get it to Dylan Clem. Now Jonathan Worsham passed down low, intercepted by St. Joe. Here comes Jeremiah Sterling. Get it to Wright, wraparound layup. No, Worsham the defensive rebound for Lakeshore. Jonathan's going to wait for traffic to clear. Lancers the basketball up by 14, just underway here in the fourth quarter. Worsham gets it out high to Clem. His pass is tipped but picked up by Brower. Ben goes right side of the lane, stops, pops, lays it up, and rolls out. No good. Gets his own rebound, put back up, is good. Ben Brower, the offensive foul, gives him 8 points on the night. 40-24 is the Lakeshore lead, St. Joe the basketball. Sterling dribbling out high to the free throw line, loses his footing, get it right side to right. Connor wants to take the three. Foster comes out to pick him up defensively. Left side, Blomgren. Andy will get it to right in the left wing. Left side to Sterling. Jeremiah drives it in. Dishes it off right side. Hardy lays it up and good. Grant Hardy, 6 points tonight. At the other end, Grant Riddell. Get it out high to Ben Brower. Brower reach-in foul on Jeremiah Sterling. Jeremiah, his fourth. Team's eight on the dead ball. Ben Anderson checking back in for Lakeshore. Ben Brower at the line to shoot two for Lakeshore. Brower to shoot. They said two. He's at the line to shoot 1-1. Front end for Benji is good. He'll get the bonus. And now with 9 points tonight. Second free throw is good. 42-26. Lakeshore's lead back up to 16. Under 6.5 minutes to play. Troy Prattley, left side for St. Joe, will drive the baseline, lay it up, no good, and the rebound will come out to Lakeshore. Outlet to Riddell. Grant bounces the right side to Clem. Dylan will lay it up and good. Dylan's got two. 44-26. Lancer lead back up to 18. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Wright, right side for St. Joe. Deep three is good. Wright now with 10 points on the night. 44-29. Lakeshore the lead in the basketball. Ben Anderson, high right wing for the Lancers. Goes right side to Brower. Ben comes back out high to Anderson. Looks left wing to Clem. Left side to Riddell. Grant one-on-one against Hardy. Brings it to the free throw line. Dump it down low. Wrap around layup. Foster no good. Rebound comes out to St. Joe. Right. Get it left side to Blomgren. And Andy will travel with it. On the dead ball. Substitution Lakeshore. We've got a timeout. St. Joe will step aside. 5:26 to go. Lakeshore 44. St. Joe 29 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy. Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Get out!
After the St. Joe timeout, Lakeshore the basketball. Lancers lead at 44-29. Grant Rogel will drive it in from the right side. Lay it up, no good. And rebound, Dylan Clem. Get it to Jacoby Young. Back out to Ben Anderson to set up the offense. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Lakeshore up 44-29. Riddell will go right side to Brower. Ben will dribble away from traffic, bring it to the top of the key to Anderson. Left side of the lane to Clem. Dylan backs in. He'll look to lay it off, and he got it. Dylan Clem, a nice strong move from the left side of the lane. Clem's got four. 46-29 is the Lakeshore lead. Troy Prattley up over the timeline to right. Right side of the lane to Shinrock. Griffin, top of the key. Here's Hedstrom for three off the front of the rim. No good. Young high up for the defensive rebound for Lakeshore. To the offensive end now, here's Clem. Lays it up. Good! Dylan Clem's got 6 points. 48-29. Lakeshore's lead back up to 19, matching their biggest of the night. 4:15 to go in the game. Right side in front of the St. Joe bench, brings it to the top of the key. On top of the arc, his jumper is no good. Long rebound, loose on the floor, picked up by Lakeshore. Ben Anderson, left side for Lakeshore. He's picked up by Hedstrom defensively, helped by Blomgren. Andy almost a steal, but Anderson will keep it, drive the left side of the lane, lay it up, got it, and a foul. Ben Anderson, the bucket. Foul on Luke Hedstrom, his fourth, team's ninth, sends Ben Anderson to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Ben's got 9 points. Jeremiah Sterling checking back into the St. Joe lineup along with Brennan Kearns. Joey Lake re-enters the lineup for Lakeshore. 50-29 now, he is the Lakeshore lead. Anderson's free throw is good. .22 Lakeshore lead. St. Joe the basketball, 3:45 to play. Sterling will drive it right side of the lane, lay it up. It was deflected, gets it back, lays it in. Jeremiah Sterling, his first bucket tonight. He's got two. Ball stolen by St. Joe in the inbound pass. Andy Blomgren, left wing. Jumper rims out, no good. Jacoby Young, the rebound for Lakeshore. We'll have a reach and foul on St. Joe. That's on Brennan Kearns, his fourth, team's 10th. He's going to send Ben Anderson back to the free throw line. We're going to have a bench warning issued to Lakeshore. Ben Anderson at the line to shoot two in the double bonus. First one is good. .11 now for Anderson. The second free throw is also good. .53-31. Is the Lakeshore lead. Leading jumper, Luke Hedstrom, right side of the lane. Got it, and a foul. Hedstrom's got seven. He was fouled on the way up by Joey Lake. Joey with his second. Team's 10th. So Hedstrom goes to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Substitution for Lakeshore. Riley Adams will check in for the first time tonight. Jacoby Young heads to the bench after a nice night. Dylan Clem's night is also over. He had a nice night. Solid fourth quarter for the Lancers. They started pulling away. Hedstrom's free throw. Off the back of the rim, no. And the rebound to Lakeshore. Gavin Foster. Anderson. On the high left wing. Get it left side to Adams. Riley, hook shot up. Got it! And a foul! Riley Adams in off the bench, and his first shot goes in, and he's at the line looking to complete the three-point play. St. Joe foul is on Luke Hedstrom, and that's going to be Luke's fifth. Luke's going to foul out with 7 points tonight. Troy Prattley going to re-enter the lineup for St. Joe. coming up on 3 minutes to go, and Lakeshore up 55-33. Riley's free throw is in and out, no good. Brendan Kearns the rebound for St. Joe, quickly into the offensive end. Kearns to the free throw line, get it to Sterling left wing, fakes the three, looks to drive, get back to Kearns, right wing for three, good. Brendan Kearns has got 6 points tonight. 55-36, Lakeshore the lead in the basketball, 2:40 to go in the game. Foster, right side to Brower, then drives it in, lays it up, and it rolls out, no good, gets his own rebound, put back, got it, and a foul. Brower to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. And the St. Joe fouls on Sam Simpson, his first. Brower to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Landon Thompson set to check in for Lakeshore on the next dead ball. And it's going to be on this one. Free throw, no good. But it's out of bounds. Off of Lakeshore goes to St. Joe. Again, substitution for Lakeshore. As Landon Thompson will check in. 2.5 to play. Lakeshore up 57-36. St. Joe the basketball. Sterling out high, leaves it off for Shinrock. Griffin goes right side to Prattley in front of the St. Joe bench. Top of the key, Kearns fakes the three. Now he will step up with the three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound out of bounds off of Lakeshore. It's going to stay with St. Joe. More substitutions for Lakeshore. Seth Shields, Austin Holgate, Jimmy Gillette will check in. 2:13 to go. Sean Schrader emptying the bench, up 57-36. Sterling carries the basketball, making his way from the left wing. Turnover is going to go back to the Lancers. Riley Adams to toss it in. And we'll have a foul on St. Joe before the ball even comes in. It's on Troy Prattley, his second. That's going to send Lakeshore on the line. Austin Holgate to shoot two in the double bonus. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Lake Michigan College. Your journey begins at the lake. Check out lakemichigancollege.edu. And the first free throw for Austin, no good. One more coming up for the 6 foot junior. In between the free throws, substitution for St. Joe, Grant Hardy re-enters the lineup for Coach Greg Schaefer. Austin with a second free throw. It is good. Holgate with 1 point on the night. 58-36, Lakeshore the lead. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 5 minutes to go. Or take that back, coming up on 2 minutes to go in the game. Out high, here's Kearns for St. Joe. Wants to drive, step up three-point jumper left wing. Is off the mark, no good. And it's saved by Troy Prattley. He'll lay it up and good. Crowley, his first bucket tonight. 58-38 is the Lakeshore lead. Minute 40 to go in the game. Right side for Lakeshore. Seal will drive it in, lay it up. No, and he's called for a charge. Seal committed the charge. His first. Sam Simpson took the contact. Player control foul. So it's St. Joe basketball in the backcourt. Minute and a half to go. Lakeshore up 58-38. Kearns from the right side. He'll lean in with a jumper. Got it. Brendan Kearns now with 8 points tonight. And a foul on the inbound pass. Going to send Lakeshore back to the free throw line. St. Joe foul is on Troy Prattley, his third. Gives us a check, second to go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer, a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Boys final, Portage Northern beats Niles 57-42. Bill?
The first free throw for Jimmy Gillette, no good. One more coming up for the 5'11 junior. Connor Wright checking back in for St. Joe. Brendan Kearns will check out with a minute 17 to go. And the second free throw for Jimmy is good. His first point of the night. 59-40. Lakeshore the lead, St. Joe the basketball. Prattley, get it right side, just inside the arc. Jumper no good for Simpson, and the rebound to Lakeshore. Austin Holgate down the right side, picks up the dribble. Top of the key, he'll get it to Shield. Left side, Gillette for three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound put back up, that's no good for Shield. Rebound for Lakeshore. This one is put back up by Riley Adams, stripped away by St. Joe. Prattley down the left side, under a minute to go. Lakeshore in command. Right, deep three-point jumper from the left wing for St. Joe, no good. And it's out of bounds off the shot. It goes to Lakeshore. High school basketball on WSJM Sports tonight brought to you in part by Insurance Management Service, Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, along with the NECA contractors and electrical workers of Local 153. Lakeshore to inbound. Right side, here's Austin Holgate, loses it on the floor. Now we've got a tie-up and jump ball alternate possession, keeps it with Lakeshore. High school basketball also brought to you in part by McGee's Heating and Air. Tomorrow night, it's Benton Harbor and Grand Rapids Catholic Central on WSJM Sports at 7 o'clock. Our coverage begins around 6:45 here on WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports app, and online at WSJMSports.com. Gillette from the top of the key, drives the right side of the lane, ball stripped away, and here comes St. Joe. Connor Wright down the right side of the lane for the Bears, leans in, puts up a jumper, no, rebound comes out to Lakeshore. Seth Shield with 13 seconds to go. Into the offensive end, here's Gillette. Thinks about a three, travels with it. Turnover's going to go back to St. Joe with 8 seconds to go. Lakeshore going to complete the season sweep of the Bears here tonight. Inbound pass will come to Troy Prattley. Prattley drives from the left wing, leave it off right side. Sam Simpson for three, that's no good. Rebound, Shinrock put back up is good. And that is going to do it. Griffin Shinrock ends the scoring for St. Joe, and for the night, Lakeshore wins this one going away in the fourth. Let's take a break. Come back and start to wrap things up. Final score, the boys' portion of our doubleheader. Lakeshore 59, St. Joe 42 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and the WSJM Sports app.